This podcast is not intended as a substitute for professional help. If you or someone you know is facing difficulties, I advise you consult a psychologist.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Psych for Life with Dr. Amanda Ferguson. I'm your host, Dr. Amanda Ferguson. Today's episode is about why switching off during breaks from work is critical. So many people struggle to switch off at all from work and spend their breaks, even lunch breaks, weekends, let alone holidays, worrying about work or on devices, which defeats the purpose. And then they wonder why they really don't feel like they had a break. Do you struggle to really switch off from work? In this episode, you'll learn why it's so important to fully switch off, and you'll gain tips on how to do this, as well as how to deal with anxieties during holidays. First, let's start with why it's so important that we really switch off during a break from work. Researchers Christina Maslach and Michael Leiter identified two important dimensions to our work. First is that we expend our own precious resources at work, our energy and our positivity, and we need to be able to sustain these resources and then restore and recover them. This has to happen within certain timeframes that allow us to do this. This restoration from work is called recovery, and it happens away from our work. When recovery doesn't happen, we suffer in so many ways and can eventually burn out. Work is a source of strain and stress, and often distress, and recovery is critical. And that's when all of our systems, physiologically, mentally, emotionally, return to our pre-strain or pre-stress levels. So recovery is actually opposite to the strain or stress process. So expenditure at work leads to what's known as load reactions, like fatigue. And in normal conditions, once we're no longer exposed to these workload conditions, our stress and strain reactions reverse and recovery occurs normally. It's really important that we're no longer taxed by work for this recovery to happen. And this means we have to refrain from work. Recovery can only happen if we really switch off. And this really switching off is also known as psychological detachment. That means we're disengaged psychologically. We're not thinking about work. We're not being reminded of it through our devices. If we're not recovering from work, the stress and fatigue leads to us to stop looking after ourselves, which means bad sleep habits, bad eating, bad exercise habits build up, even procrastination. And this poor psychological and physical health turns into relationship problems, family problems, can lead to burnout, and can lead to mental illness, even suicide. The second really important dimension to our work discovered by these researchers, Maslach and Leiter, is our values or our primary motivations for work. For example, wanting to make a difference or to connect with people or to gain skills. When the workplace enables us to achieve these, we feel engaged. When it doesn't, we become disengaged, exhausted, and eventually cynical. Take an example of a boss unwilling to consider new ideas, new research, new ways of doing things, or even our opinions. Burnout is partly up to us, but also up to the organisation being reasonable and a well-run workplace. Work, of course, has enormous influence on us. It's where we spend most of our waking hours, and we develop really important aspects of our identity through our work. When this potential is hindered or thwarted, it's typically emotionally distressing and exhausting, and this is when burnout can begin. Burnout shows a poor relationship between ourselves and our workplace. It's a breakdown of the relationship, and this breakdown typically happens over a long period of time rather than quickly. So there's much opportunity for intervention if people and workplaces are aware of burnout problems and are willing to intervene. But if we're not fully switching off during break times, we're unlikely to be able to identify this problem, let alone solve it in time. And that's a real danger. The holiday break can also be a time of overwhelming anxiety. And to solve both of these problems of really switching off and anxiety during holidays, two researchers, Sabine Sonnentag and Charlotte Fritz, back in 2007, identified that it's not a specific activity per se that helps us to recover from our job stress, but it's underlying attributes in these activities, such as relaxation or psychological distance from the job-related issues. And they identified four recovery experiences. One is the psychological detachment from work, that disengagement and not thinking about work. The second is relaxation, and this is a low-level activity. It's positive, it promotes improved feelings and fits in with other commitments. The third is mastery-oriented activities that help us regain internal resources. This requires self-regulation and it isn't effortless, but it builds internal skills, competency, self-efficacy, things like learning a new language, climbing a mountain, running a marathon. And the fourth is control, our choice of activities, our ability to choose, and our control over our job. This external control leads us to build internal resources, and that's crucial. We can only have and regain these resources if we fully switch off from work. So let's look at some solutions. A break is a time when we can reset, begin again, prioritize and take care of our mental and physical health. And we can return to a good mindset or develop a new healthy mindset. We can reassess imbalances in our personal and work lives, set daily habits that are healthy, set new goals, stay physically and socially connected, and look at any problems or deficiencies in our relationships and time that's needed for them. This is a time where we can re-engage with deep self-connection. Self-connection processes are really important, and these are things like meditation, yoga, journal writing, time in nature, time relaxing. So let's look at psychological detachment. People who can do this are healthier and happier. So many of us work from home much more than ever before, and we really need a physical detachment from that workplace. We need a safe place we can go to recharge. And it can help to have sensory cues as well to cue us into the sensation of being away from the workplace and into something like nature. Walking on grass, feeling the grass under our feet, walking on sand and the feel of that sand, the sound of the waves, the sound of birdsong, all these wonderful cues help us to detach from work. And these are known as blue spaces and green spaces in nature that research shows really recharge us. Covering our devices with a sarong or a scarf or something that makes it out of sight and therefore out of mind. Putting our phone in a drawer helps us to switch off physically and emotionally, psychologically. Time switched off from work makes us better at work. It helps us gain a new perspective, a fresh approach. It actually makes us approach our work in a smarter way, with a more efficient attitude, more ruthless time management, ability to delete time-wasting emails, non-essential tasks. And because we need to switch off constantly in order to access real epiphanies and realizations and have breakthroughs from our subconscious, it's doubly important that we switch off our conscious mind by really focusing on relaxing. We've all known that time when we're just doing something fairly mindless, like having a walk or a run, and having a sudden epiphany or realization. And that's so important to our ongoing development and happiness in life. And research has found the number one factor for our happiness and health is good relationships. And we need time for this, time away from work to build and restore and keep and maintain these relationships. Researcher Jane Gifkins from Griffith University in Australia interviewed 166 nurses in hospital emergency departments, very stressful work, in 2020. And she found that for them to recharge and recover, what they mostly found worked was exercise, relationships, and leisure. And when exercising, they had to concentrate on what they were doing and helped take their minds away from work. Socializing, as we know, is extremely important for our health and recovery. And leisure, again, it didn't matter what kind of leisure activity it was, as long as it was pleasurable, engaging, and fitted comfortably into other life commitments. She also found that boundaries and routines are very important for us to have healthy work life. Time off in lieu of overtime is also really important. So for those who struggle to stay offline, here are some tips. Set strict limitations with yourself. Set realistic goals on how much time you really want to be using your device and for what reasons. And then focus on something else. So this is known as controlled use and extinguishing habits, in which we set ourselves a number of times a day we're allowed to use the device and an amount of time each time. And even if we need to set an alarm to stop our use, that's important. So start with a realistic number of times a day. If you think you probably check your device 30 times, set a number of, say, 28 or 29 times a day, say for 2 minutes, 1 minute, 30 seconds. And at the end of each of these sessions of using your device, make yourself focus on something else that's really absorbing. Maybe put your device away or physically move away from it. And then the next day, reduce it to, say, 28 or 27 times and so on until you've really reduced the number of times you're checking your device to something that's really healthy and realistic. The holidays can also be a time of overwhelming anxiety. And so some tips for dealing with this is about a daily calming habit and self-connection habit, which we need to do, whether it's a workday or a holiday, in order to really be managing ourselves properly. And we really need to manage our exposure to negative things during a holiday. Remember, holidays and break times from work are meant to be for pleasurable activities. And if it's a negative interaction as a social interaction, it's not going to help you to recover from your work. So really limit the amount of negative interactions you might have or anxiety-producing interactions. And that's called exposure to these triggers. Do breathing exercises, do other relaxation exercises to help with these triggers. Having a daily habit of centering and calming ourselves is so important. Meditation, relaxation, yoga, journal writing, and exercise. Think about what's causing your anxiety and ways to manage it. Discuss this with a trusted friend or potentially a health professional. Remember, it's important we're no longer being taxed by our work for recovery to happen, and that means we must refrain from work, which means refrain from worrying about work, thinking about work, and perhaps the devices we use for work. Our resources are precious. That's our energy, our positive mood. And in recovery, we have to regain this, and only a break from work fully allows us to do this. Otherwise, we're at risk of burnout. If you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now. Plus, don't forget you can access all of the resources mentioned in today's podcast via the show notes. Is there a pressing issue or topic you'd like me to discuss? Head to my Instagram at @dramandaferguson and send me a DM. I love hearing from my listeners. If anything discussed in this podcast has caused you concern or distress, contact your general practitioner or health provider. To locate a psychologist in your area, call the Australian Psychological Society and locate Find a Psychologist service on 1800 333 497 or visit www.findapsychologist.org.au. If you or someone you know is in crisis, Lifeline is available 24/7 on 13 11 14 and Kids Helpline, again 24/7 on 1800 55 1800 and both are free of charge. To find out more about me, please visit my website dramandaferguson.com.au. You can find the link in my show notes.
The opinions expressed by guests in these podcasts aren't necessarily shared by me.